Brian, you've now been on the side of both this rivalry, Montreal-Toronto. Your first time in the blue and white facing these guys, a different team, obviously, from when you were there. What are you expecting in a game like this with the rivalry a Saturday night and obviously playoff implications?
Yeah, I don't think it'll be any different than years past. It's always an energetic, passionate game, and it seems in years past it doesn't matter which teams where in the standings. It's always a pretty even match. And I don't suspect it's not going to be any different. Obviously, this year you got two teams that are fighting for playoff position and right in the mix. And obviously, there's a big rivalry for years and years between the two teams. So I expect a hard nose and fast game and a very competitive game tonight.
You mentioned a fast game. You guys, I know a lot of people don't bring it up, but one of the quicker teams can stay right up there with the Habs speed. Yeah. But on the blue line, how important is it, and how hard is it going to be to contain a lot of their speedy, scrappy kind of forwards?
Well, it's just one of those things where you don't want to sit back. You got to take their time and space away. I think maybe with teams that have extra speed, you might have a tendency to sit back, and that gives them a chance to build up that speed. So, we got to ensure we got a good gap and can take that time and space away from them. Because as you said, they got some quick forwards up there and like to push the pace, and we're much the same on our side.
I know you're still new here, but how much are you guys scoreboard watching when you can see, the Habs and Bruins are battling for that division lead, and really the team that loses out on that is most likely your first-round opponent? Is there a regular basis where you guys are discussing it and keeping an eye on it, or is it just kind of go as it goes?
It's one of those things where, as a team, we don't really discuss it that much. I think individually you're always interested and taking a peek to see who's winning and where the standings are at. I think it's one of those things where we know our destiny's in our own hand. We need to go out and get the wins every night and keep climbing the standings. And we can't depend on what other teams do. But that being said, you always got your eye on the standings and eyeing potential playoff matchups. And I'm sure that'll happen from now until the end of the regular season.
Mentioned you're on both sides of it. Just being in the city, Montreal, Toronto, is there a difference when a hype comes around a Saturday night Leafs-Habs game?
It's a whole new level. Yeah, it's when I was in Montreal, it was much the same. You grow up as a kid watching Montreal, Toronto play on Saturday nights, and as a grown man, now you get the chance to play in the game, and it's every kid's dream. It's an exciting game. It's an exciting time. These games have been going on for years and years, and it's a different level. It's a different type of energy. You can feel it in the cities, and tonight will be no different.